Declan, another week, another game. Of course, a big long trip to Waterford this week. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
Looking forward to it. Games can't come quick enough for us at the minute because we've got great competition for places. We've boys that are training well on a daily basis, and when I reflect on the back of the Bohemians game, it's you want another game to come to try and build a bit of momentum. So it's a game we're looking forward to. We understand that it's going to be a very difficult game. Waterford had a fantastic result in St Pat's. They were very unfortunate, the two games they've played at home against Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers. They scored two OGs in the games, and you know, it's they've been very unfortunate in the last game to get down to 10 men. So we know Rennie well. Alan's he's a cute guy in terms of League Ireland football. So it's going to be a tough match, but it's a match we can't wait to play in. And you know, we'll travel early to the day before the game, and we'll get down and we'll hopefully be nice and fresh for the match.
Of course, you say it's going to be a tough game, but if you look back and last season, for instance, you met them five times, a lot of goals scored in the five games. You come out on top on three occasions and two draws. So the omens are with you going down the road. Do you look at things like that, Declan?
Well, we didn't win down here last year. The two draws we had were down at the RSC, so that's something that we have to acknowledge as well. The first game down there, Darren Cole scores in the last minute of the game, and then a bit of naivety and a bit of carelessness, we give away a penalty when we should have seen out the game. We then went 1-0 up down there in the second game through Parkhouse, and they scrambled an equaliser in terrible conditions. But look, we didn't win down there, and the goal has got to be go to these difficult venues and try and get 3 points. So as much as last year as it's important, but this year we've got to try and make sure we do something we didn't do last year, and that was winning the RSC.
Of course, one of your players has been nominated for Player of the Month, and Walter Fregear. He's making a return to where he started his League of Ireland career. You'd be hoping that Walter will be on the top of his game.
Walter's been great for us. He's two bits of skill in the last two games, setting up Adam Little for the late equaliser, and his play when he came on against Bohemians, I thought he was very, very, very good, culminating in a fantastic finish. So look, I'm sure Walter will be looking forward to getting down here and playing. I like watching Walter play. He's a talented boy. But again, listen, there's competition for places. There's a lot of places where anybody can play in any system. So delighted for Walter. He's nominated for the Player of the Month. I think we could have had all our players on there. I think, Danny Lapano could have been on there. Owen Toll could have been in that mix as well. So pleased and delighted for him. But as we said already, we don't tend to get too many Player of the Months up here.
Of course, you made a lot of changes last week, Declan. Do you expect the game maybe make changes, keep that team fresh, keep them fighting for places?
Well, look, I said this all along, we got to have competition for places, and we have that. I think the subs coming off the bench in the last two or three games have been instrumental in getting results. They've been very proactive in their approach to coming on the game. So you have a squad for a reason. You've got versatility. You've got number of options in different positions. Wally's come off last week with concussion. We see how he is this week. Kieran Cole's still struggling. We'll see how he is closer to the time. And Gerardo Bruno's wife had just had a baby, so they're working around the hospital at the minute as well. So this is exactly why we needed a strong squad, because whenever things are through at you, you've got to be able to deal with them and still get a performance out of the group.
Thank you, Declan. Good luck tomorrow night.